ESTIA stands for Emergency Support Towards Integration and Accommodation. Started in 2017, it is funded by the EU and run by UNHCR in cooperation with the Greek government, local authorities and NGOs. The program provides accommodation in apartments and hotels in Greece, as well as the cash card scheme, which provides a variant and relative amount of money to individuals and families. In February 2019, Syriza and UNHCR announced they will be evicting people from these accommodation structures and ending cash support, giving 6-month notice periods after individuals gain asylum. In November 2019, a new asylum law is passed, which, among many other things, reduces the eviction notice period from 6 months to 2 months.
یه قانون هست که هیچ جا درد شده نیستش، توی خیابون حاکم ترد شده نیستش، سخت شده ریسکش که بی صدا هرچی بد خواهه بشه بی صدا. بذار از این قانون بکم بیشتر بکم، هرچه منتقدینه من میخوام بیشتر بشم.
We cannot stay quiet and say okay. So then we decided to move and do actions about eviction as well, because the war is coming now into our houses. The first eviction started on November 2019. The law was done was put in practice through Ministry of Migration. And they said the migrants who are recognized, they must be out of the project, NGOs, accommodation. So we have less place. We don't need to pay so much money because they have work, they have papers, they have documents, they are legal, they can find job, they can work for slaving, you know. And they start the first wave of eviction. They were, in the beginning, they were blackmailing migrants with saying, okay, if you are going to leave the house, we will keep for 6 months your cash. Now it doesn't exist anymore because we know how they play before. So they say now immediately we block the cash. And we after first lockdown, we received a letter from NGOs. Praxis from STO organization, which is different branches of NGOs housing migrants inside, called like Caritas, Nostos, Praxis, and they brought us some letters which says you should leave your house 31st of May. Lockdown is not over. It's open for economic issues. For the slaves to work, for people to earn money for the state and put the repression on police department. This is what they want to do. So they open it to clean, to put migrants more in a hot situation, to take them every day from squares, from the streets. 30 migrants every single day. It's like, put them where? And then on the other hand, there is IOM, there is Helios, there is such a things going on from UNHCR, from UN. And all over the world, they are quiet. And also European, they are giving money to Greece to close the borders, put them more in detention center, put them more in closed camp, police stations, throw them to streets. And I'm like, this is human rights, yes, because human rights doesn't exist for us. It doesn't exist. It's only a speech from UN for all over the world, who they choose who deserves. We cannot say we deserve. This is the state's propaganda against migrants and migration. So we decided to have as a first step to resist inside the houses, because we cannot be covered with Helios, which is a bunch of IOM. They go to detention center in the name of voluntary deportation, which is for us inhumanity. Blackmailing people and telling them migrants who are 18 months in detention center for having only crime, having no paper. And then tell them, if you are going to back to your country, we will pay your ticket or even more to go back where? To the hell we came from. It's not humanity, it's not, it's actually for me humanitarianism behavior. They do these shit things. And they say now there is Helios, which it doesn't work, and they don't have enough money. They want contract of the houses already in your hand to be covered with this organization. They have no enough money for everybody. We are talking not about 20 families, 30 families. We're talking about a big number of migrants, no matter of situation, no matter of condition in life. Pregnant women, single mothers, old people. We're talking about like 12,000 migrants in the street for the state to be slave and work for them to economy goes up. This is the plan, very clear for everybody. When they don't need us, they put us in closed camp. When they want us to work as a slave for them, they say, okay, go out to work. So we say, we don't leave because this money is not enough for bills, for rent, for food, for medication. We cannot leave our houses and live in the street with such a situation, being faced with all of these issues in society. And then we said, okay, we are talking about a big number of people, so we should be public what we're doing. We're a group of migrants having assembly mostly every day, discussing about what we want to do, what we think, what we believe, because we believe on equality and justice in our team, in our group. We don't want to separate for the nationalities, to separate for the skin color, to separate for languages. We can cover these things, you know. I mean, for translation, we can find some people to help us, to communicate, to stand all together, shoulder by shoulder in this situation. So we said, okay, now we can make, for the first step, we can make one microphone key in public space to call other migrants, to show them we are here and we want to resist. If you are up to this, join us. This is the plan. Because I cannot propose to migrants to resist when they are risking such a things also, on the other hand, like documents, risking court, trial, detention center, prison. I cannot propose to them. But if they are ready, I will stand by them every single day of their life. We have a text about our group. We have text about Helios organization. We're talking about a big demo to also inform all migrants, collectives, Greek movement, and Solidarian, international comrades, to stand all together. This is our goal in this such a situation all over the world. It's everywhere, it's not only in Greece. Right government is in power everywhere now. And we cannot say only it's in Greek. It's much more horrible here, of course. And okay, now we want to have on Monday, 1st of June, we will have gathering in front of UNHCR main office, because they told us even if you don't leave the place, the house, we will block your cash. So there is no money for food, for medicine, for diaper, for powder milk. There is no ice cream for children. Ah, I think everybody goes to shop and buy ice cream for their children. We don't deserve it. What is this life? Disrespectful. We cannot stand this. So we decided to fight back, resist. And we are in communication with some lawyers who are comrades, who are good people, who are willing to support us. To stand together. Let's see what they want to do. We are imagining some kind of, because now control over houses, accommodations, is in new democracy hand. It's not anymore UNHCR. They are playing rules and games, but the most power is with the new democracy. So we can imagine like police repression, beating migrants, blood on the street. We can see that from now. But in the houses, still it didn't happen, hopefully. But we should be prepared and have it in mind. As they said, in 31st of May, And we are aware that there is threatment to people. 300 people are going to be evicted from Eliona's camp. And we are aware that they threaten people at 4 in the morning with riot cops to kick them out of the houses because it's like out of connexes. Because it's like 4 in the morning, there is no big attention. It will be quiet, clean them and put them in the street somewhere here and there. In Athens, they cannot do it very quick because we live in apartments, we don't live in camps. If they want to get in, through the laws, if they want to get into the houses, accommodation houses, they have to pass trial. They have to pass through court, which costs lots of money for them. Each case is a big number, like we're talking about 7,500 people inside accommodation houses. So each case takes lots of money to apply, time to pass court and trial, and then there is a decision with police repression inside the houses. Maybe, because when we signed the first contract with NGOs, they wrote already in contract, if we say you should leave and you don't, we have the right to bring police. This is written very officially. But if we say no, we don't want this, there is no house. You cannot have a house. So like, now we are talking with lawyers to see how much they can go forward, if it's gonna be an immediate eviction with police repression inside the houses. About camps, we are sure. Because there are camps. And they want to clean and put people out. In saying we want to replace migrants from islands. For me, it doesn't make sense. You're throwing people in the street, replacing others. قانون جنگله ضعیف میمیره همیشه قوی سرتر اینجا خیابونه چشا توی کم با کن قانونشو شهر میدم باش من خودم یک خانواده هستم 5 نفر اگه 3 نفر مریض دارم موقعی که کارپول منو قطع بکنن 10 جا رفتم دنبال خانه برای من خانه ندادن چون من پول ندارم و مهاجر هستم میگن ما به مهاجر خانه نمیدیم وقتی به ما خانه ندن ما پول نداشته باشیم کجا باید بریم با 3 تا مریض ما کجا باید برم چرا ما را از خانه ما بیرون میکنید؟ چرا کارت پول ما را قطع میکنید؟ بیا این جواب بده.
I am a family with 5 members, 3 children who they are sick with disabilities, physical and mental issues. We are gathering here. We are looking for an answer. You should come out and give us an answer. We are waiting for you.
هم توش میشه پایمان شرا هنوز زنده هم این واسه من یه سواله باید طور دیگه بمیرم اسرائیل تزو داده ما بین یه گل گرد بزرگ شدیم ما عین یه بچه گرد خب گرد شدیم روح بچه سیاه نیست وقت تولد همون بچه هم همون بچه طلب شد هم بی گناه هم خدا هم شاهده فمی کنی بشه کسی به خدا هم پاک بده ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به میگی حرف نزن بذار بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی هم مثل خیلی ها روزی که روح آزاد بشه کی میاد آدمای دور تو همه گیلاش خورسه و نهایت تو هم میشی لاش خور چه بعد خیلی ها زندن چون که کشتن جرمه انسانیت کو کشتن مرده پشتم شد به جامعه اختم توی رب شد تا دسه اینا همه باعث این شدن فاصله بین عشق و نفرت زیاد شه چون خیابون قاسبه میگیره عشق و از تو نفرت به جاش نگو چرا ناراحتی ارسم به جا دست بند و باز کن چون که بازم حرف دارم من نرفم راست رو میکنم دفاع از کارم بزا بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بزا بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بزا بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بزا بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم ببین به من دست بند نزن چرا اینو که میزنی به هم میگی حرف نزن بزا بگم من یه قربانی از جنگلم من یه قربانی از جنگلم